So what is it that makes us vulnerable to the paranormal? Are we all capable of experiencing the paranormal? Is it really kind of a glorious miracle if we see things and we have that moment with grandma or grandpa after they've passed to give us that final nod and that message, that feeling of love before they make the final transition to the other side? That's all beauty. That's all gorgeous, right? And those are those happy feelings that Hollywood leaves us with. But what marks us for the darker entities? You know, our guest brought up epilepsy, and I know there are some of you that have probably raised an eyebrow saying, wait, what? But I know that that has been a cornerstone of a lot of work in the paranormal field. Dr. Barry Taff, who worked with UCLA, and Dr. Thelma Moss at UCLA with the paranormal group there, they realized that a lot of people that had poltergeist-like activity or seemed prone to having paranormal activity around them, it was because that person worked as kind of a paranormal battery. And most of those people that were that paranormal battery, that source of energy, ended up having some form of epilepsy. And they found that in a lot of the clients that they worked with. We watch a lot of the shows and movies and documentaries, Joe, about cases, especially ones that the Warrens have worked on. And there is a lot of strife. There is anxiety. There's maybe a lot of children and very little money coming in. There's, you know, everybody's buying the house at a bargain basement price because they can't afford life. Mm-hmm. Does that make us more susceptible because we have dysfunctionality, alcoholism, maybe drug abuse, physical and mental abuse in the family? Is that just putting you in the right in the bullseye for malevolence?
I definitely believe so. I mean, when you've got any form of addiction, whether it be drugs, alcohol, it can be a pornography addiction, you know, things like that. You know, if you're Roman Catholic, in my opinion, anything that you put before God is against the first commandment, you know, so that could be money, power, sex, you know, whatever, stature, social stature. But you take a physical or psychological affliction and you couple that with, you know, some form of, it could be sexual abuse, it could be physical abuse, a history of physical abuse. In the case of Maurice Theriault, where he was forced by his father in acts of bestiality and things like that. You know, I'm still learning myself, even after 40 years. I don't think I'll ever have the answers in this lifetime. Maybe someday when I've passed on to, you know, to the great beyond. But you know, I believe that these weaken us and these negative forces, and I hate to sound like it's all negative, but that's kind of what I've been dealing with all these years, is they're ready to pounce. I mean, they're there. They're just waiting for you to open that door and let them in, you know, in these doorways. And I listen to a lot of, I met, Father Gary Thomas. I don't know if you know Father Gary Thomas. He's out in the Sacramento area. He had a movie made about him, his life, called The Rite, back in 2012. And I remember speaking to him. He helped me on a case in Vermont many years ago. And I asked him one day, I said, Father, do you mind if I ask you about this movie? How accurate was it to your life? And he said, it was very accurate, Joe. He goes, I was on set most days to make sure they got it right. You know, so I learned a lot from those guys too. I listened to their lectures. Some of them I've talked to on the phone. I'm still learning. I don't know everything. I get stuck on things. I'll call someone like John, you know, and say, John, what do you think about this? My mentors are gone now, unfortunately. I'm just trying to honor them with this work and keep it going, you know. But it's hard when you're trying to pinpoint that doorway. You know, you got to do a lot of digging, but you got to ask the right questions. And one question might lead to 10 more, you know. But you want to ask the right questions. You don't want to just descend on someone's house with 12 people and a bunch of computers and cameras, and you go up in the basement, you go in the attic, you know, you don't need that. That's not necessary. I've helped so many people throughout my life where I haven't even had to go to their house. I've just talked to them either on Messenger or on Zoom or whatever, and interview them and say, okay, try this, do this. I had a woman ask me in one of my lectures last year, goes, how come everything you talk about is negative and dark? I said, well, because that's what people want to hear. You know, I said, but I've got a lot of stories where we've done what we call like the spirit rescue, where we'll try to ask a loved one from the other side to pull them over. Maybe they're confused or scared or feel they're not worthy, you know, and we've got a lot of beautiful stories like that too. You know, it's not all about the demonic, you know, but that seems what people want to hear. And it's kind of what I got into with Ed, you know, being he was a layman demonologist.